Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. And 5 o'clock follies, alohas to you. Here we go, getting underway with the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. With yours truly in the air chair, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University. Big night. Coming up here in the Palmetto State tonight, North Charleston, which has been the scene of numerous debates in the past, including some GOP debates that I was down there covering. Tonight, it's the Dems' turn, and I am joined here on the program by Mark Lauder. Mark is the Trump 2020 Director of Strategic Communications. Mark, welcome to the program. Are you here in the Palmetto State now?
I am right here in the historic district of Charleston, waiting for the socialists to take the stage and begin their debate.
Too bad you're in a spot where there's no good restaurants, huh?
You know, I'll find something, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a KFC on the corner there somewhere. Mark, this is going to be a fascinating event tonight, and I'm assuming that crazy commie Bernie and Mini Mike are going to be the guys who are going to be at ground zero and yelling incoming as everybody is honing in on them.
Yeah, it does seem like it's coming down to to at least the two of them. It seems like we're watching the end of Joe Biden. In fact, the fact that he said last night at a rally that he was running for the Senate, you just have to wonder. And even worse, he was talking about how he negotiated the Paris Climate Accords with the leader of China, who left office in 1992 and died 23 years ago. You just can't make this stuff up.
No, somebody's got to tackle this guy, Mark.
I think the political machine will take care of that itself. But you really have to wonder, and it's fun pointing out and reminding folks here that while this is very important for the Democrats, there's really no debate on where South Carolina is going to be in November, which is the only race that matters to us.
True.
South Carolina will be firmly in President Trump's column.
Yeah, this is a process, as I have described it, where they are eliminating one by one candidates to be the designated victim to Donald Trump in November.
Well, but I'll tell you, I was talking to the president about a week ago before he left for India, and he was the first one to remind me. He's like, Mark, we got to keep like we're fighting like we're one point down.
True.
He's seen the polls. He knows the polls. And just today, you see in the Real Clear Politics average, the president has the highest approval rating in the history of his presidency. It's set today, higher than when he first took office. But despite all that positive momentum, despite the word getting out and people experiencing this great economy and we're seeing under the president's leadership, we got to continue to fight like we're one point down, because I don't put it past the Democrats to do anything they can to cheat, steal, and try to win this election.
Yeah, I don't put anything past them either. I mean, we've seen what they've done in places like California with all of the ballot harvesting and everything else they do, illegals voting, and your and my dead grandparents voting as well. So, yeah.
And look what they're doing to Bernie Sanders. I mean, it looks like they're ganging up, you know, for a second time. It's like Groundhog Day.
It
all
is.
All over again with 2016, where they're going to try to do everything they can to deny him the nomination.
Which leads to some interesting questions about what might happen coming out of Milwaukee. And I think we see just how panicked the Democrats are, not only at having a communist at the head of their ticket, but also what it may do to their other candidates down ticket that could well return the House to the Republican side, maybe add a seat or two in the Senate, and retain the White House for President Trump. Let's assume for a minute that they do play fast and loose in Milwaukee, that Bernie comes in there without the 1,900-plus delegates that he needs. Would Bernie then, do you think, go to the desperation tactic of actually running a third-party candidacy?
Well, you know, obviously you can never say never, but it's my understanding that many states, a vast majority of states, have what are called sore loser laws.
Right.
So if you run in a primary, you cannot then run again under another party.
That's true.
On the primary ballot. So that makes that prospect difficult. But you have to wonder. I mean, it's not even just about whether he runs or what the Bernie bros do. You know, if he doesn't get the nomination, are they going to stay home? If he does get the nomination, you know, will the moderates and just mainstream kind of middle of the road folks who happen to lean Democrat, well, they're not going to vote for a socialist,
right,
and a communist sympathizer, or that, you know, many of them will probably vote for President Trump. Many of them are going to do that anyway because they like what they see, what's going on. And this party literally has gone so far to the radical left. Does not matter whether Bernie gets it or not. They've all gone off to the radical left. I hear it every day from people who say, look, you know, I'm a Black American. I'm a Hispanic or Latino American. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of a labor union. I've voted Democrat always. But I like what's going on with this president. He's actually delivering on the promises he made to my community, to the American people. And I don't even recognize the Democrat Party anymore. This is going to be an easy choice for me in November.
Yeah, it is an inherent advantage, of course, to be an incumbent. But above and beyond that, when you're an incumbent who has promised the kinds of things that the kinds of radical things from the conservative side that President Trump promised, the wall and everything else, when you've actually delivered on those promises, wow, that really increases your traction.
It really has, and it has shown that, look, the policy of lower taxes, less regulation, putting more money in people's pockets is working. But then it's also some of the easier things. You know, I mean, it's been law for over 25 years that the United States moved the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
Right.
Every president stood before the American people and candidate for president and said they were going to do it. And then when they got in office, they didn't. This is the president said enough. I said I was going to do it. Get it done. And that's the way he thinks. And I think that's why he resonates so strongly with so many people across all walks of life that, while no, they may not always love exactly how he tweets or says everything, they like the results and getting things done.
Absolutely, they do. It's going to be fascinating to watch the debate tonight because I suspect now that the Dems are expressing so much panic about having crazy commie Bernie at the head of the ticket, not only the other candidates on the stage will be drilling down on him, but the moderators as well may be going after he and Mini Mike.
Well, you got to really ask yourself. I mean, you got the leader of the party right now who has openly praised Cuba and Castro and Venezuela and Nicaragua and took his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. Bob, I got to be honest with you. He took his honeymoon in the Soviet Union in the late 1980s when it still was the Soviet Union.
Correct.
I got engaged in the late 1980s to my wife. I do not remember her showing me a single Bride magazine advertisement for Honeymoon Moscow. Who does that?
Yeah. Well, a guy who is an avowed believer in that ideology, I guess, does that. It's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats, you know, and you would think And we're talking with Mark Waters, Director of Strategic Comms for the Trump 2020 campaign. You would think, Mark, in looking at this, this seems as if, on the surface, it is the evolution of what the lamestream media pundits and everybody else in the Democrat Party has been dreaming about for years, the ultimate leftist now about to be their candidate for president. And what's it do to them? It sends them into a total panic.
Well, and you know, and they'll have to deal with that because this is something that they have created themselves. And how they deal with it is going to be very challenging for them. But the opportunity for us is not just to reelect this president. I mean, you have a competitive House seat that should be Republican in South Carolina.
Yep.
We need to make sure we flip that seat. We need to make sure that we reelect Lindsey Graham. We need to to do all of those things. And it's not just about this president. He's the first one to say it's not a campaign, it's a movement, and we need more people on Capitol Hill, whether it be in the Senate with Lindsey Graham or in the House with a strong Republican to work with this president. And we need to take that message across the entire nation, and it's something we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. Your thoughts, Mark, on whether or not President Trump will be revisiting South Carolina during the campaign?
Well, he's coming on Friday.
Yeah.
So, you know, get your tickets, get in line. I think I've said it to you before. I'll say it again. President Trump makes many things in America great again. Traffic isn't one of them, except for him. So, you know, make sure you take the day off, get in line, because everywhere we go, we're seeing four or five times the number of people signing up for tickets than we actually can get into the arena. And so, you know, having a ticket does not guarantee you entry.
Yeah.
So go to DonaldJTrump.com, sign up for tickets. And we want to see everybody there and remind people. This is a reminder for the Democrats and for the national media that while, yes, I understand the focus on Saturday is Democrats, there's no question where South Carolina is going to be on November 3rd. It'll be voting for President Trump.
Yep, absolutely. Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Comms for a Trump 2020 campaign. Mark, always fun to talk to you. It should be a fascinating view tonight, and you're going to be up close and personal on it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll keep an eye on it, and make sure you follow all of our Twitter accounts. We'll be fact-checking them and highlighting their hypocrisy all night long.
Yeah, and that'll keep everybody busy. Mark, thanks a lot for your time, as always. Have a good time tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. Good to have you here. 17 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then be right back here on the Tuesday edition on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
McLean. The Tommy James and the Shondell song from the 60s that refused to die and came back recycled. Moni, Moni. Great to have you along. 522 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Yes or BS is coming up with the Bobettes. But first, we have a visit forthcoming from the official, unofficial military affairs correspondent of the Bobby Mac Show. That would be Colonel Ted. And as always, Colonel Ted, the ladies and I salute you.
Well, thank you. How do I begin? I don't know. I think I told you. Did you see the email I sent you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I'm on my almost to Charleston. I was on my way then. I got to not type text messages and emails while I'm driving. I nearly sideswiped somebody at 70 miles an hour a while ago.
No, not a good idea, Colonel Ted.
That woke me up, and I decided maybe I got to stop places and do that instead.
Yes, there's a time and a place for everything.
That almost turned out to be the time and the place of my death, as it turned out.
Need for that. It no matter how important it may be, it can wait.
I know. Anyway, I was going to tell you the subject I sent the email, but I'm going to have to put that off till next time. Perhaps.
Oh, okay.
To say, Charleston. I don't know whether you heard that the Coast Guard is going to make the old Charleston Navy base their main Atlantic base.
No, I had not heard that.
Yeah, I just saw it a couple of days ago, and I had a great experience at the old submarine base. Well, not at the submarine, but a attorney brother of mine was an officer on a sub base in Charleston, but mm-hmm. they took the boat down to Cocoa Beach, which is where I intercepted him and his wife, and ended up getting to tour the boat and have lunch in the officer's wardroom and then go out on the tracking ship and watch him shoot off a Poseidon missile.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah, if you've never been on a submarine, it's an experience seeing just how the crew members live on there.
Oh, wow. It's pretty tight quarters.
You bet.
And those are the nicest, biggest subs. Well, they got better ones now. That was an older class of sub. And that particular sub, the Simon Boldebar, has been scrapped. I just learned on Google.
Wow.
In the late 90s. And watching that missile pop out of the water and then ignite and take off—that is just so unbelievable.
You know, my uncle Jack helped design the guidance system for the Polaris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of the original.
Okay, the Poseidon replaced the Polaris. It was funny. They had
That's
it
right.
Up where you—I don't know the Navy terminology, the driving the boat or steering the boat or whatever—but right up there where they did that, there was a big bronze plaque, and in big block letters it said Poseidon, and then underneath it said, "For those who care to send the very best."
I believe that is the helmsman you're referring to.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
My dad was in the Navy. I ended up couldn't fly for the Navy. When I got my draft notice, I went to the Navy first, couldn't fly for them, so I went to the Air Force and cut a deal with them, and turned out all right, but after 28 years. But
you know, I can remember mentioning that sub base, Colonel Ted. I can remember when I was in Charleston. This is Cold War era, right? This is the 70s. You could occasionally, as you were going across the bridge over to from the base over to Mount Pleasant, if you gazed down below you into the water, you could occasionally see the conning tower of a submarine with a red star on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. The Russians love to play games with us, and they would occasionally see how far up the Ashley or how far up into the Charleston Harbor they could actually bring their sub, and they kept trying to stretch the envelope there.
Yeah, I hope we knew where they were there.
Oh, we did. We knew precisely where they were. Yeah.
That was the summer of 72 that I had that that great experience. And now I just found out on the trip to Florida that the main sub base is down at Kings Bay, Georgia. And that's where I called from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And
right.
Couldn't get on the base because I couldn't find my military ID. But have to do that another time. But they got the most modern subs based there now.
So since you're going to be in Charleston tonight, are you going to attend the big Democrat debate and watch a crazy commie Bernie fend off all attackers?
You know, I only watched one Republican debate, and that's when they did it here in Greenville.
Yeah,
just because Trump was on it, I cannot watch those things. The next day I see the highlights, but I just refuse to spend my time doing that.
I hear you. Well, listen, be careful on the road, Colonel Ted. Don't text and drive anymore, all right?
I'll try not to.
Okay, and we'll talk to you soon. Colonel Ted. there's only one. Hey, Bob, in on the text line. Hey, Bob, is Rainbow Belt Tom Steyer going to be there tonight? What are his chances in all of this? Yes, he is going to be there. His chances are slim and none. Bobby, would you please explain President Trump's idea behind giving Alaska away? That is there's nothing to it. That it was a passing comment made by Adam Bullschiff, who said something to the I'm paraphrasing him, but he said something to the effect of, "And if Donald Trump is reelected, he could give Alaska to the Russians." Because, of course, President Trump is a Russian stooge. I think he was thinking of Hillary when it comes to Russian stooges, or certainly crazy commie Bernie. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go next in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, and then the ladies will rejoin me for today's edition of Yes or P.S.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 5:37 now, 23 before 6, bumper to bumper here in the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. Bob, I heard on the text line, Bobby, I heard you mention you thought Hillary might be entering the race at the last minute. I've had this idea in the back of my head that they have been preparing her and will announce that Michelle Obama is the Democratic candidate. Love to hear your thoughts. Very simply, Michelle Obama couldn't afford the pay cut of becoming president of the United States. Okay, here we go. It is time for our weekly delving into the yes or BS questions with the Bobettes.
And now it's time for yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or BS.
Say what?
Yeah, well, here we go with this week's yes or BS question. Those of you playing along will need to be aware of the fact that we're going to be talking about a famous rock and roll group and one of its members.
Yes.
You may have heard of them. No,
yes.
Too
is
soon.
Is that the rock and roll group?
Too soon. Might even know it's not yes.
Okay.
Nor is it BS. It is the Beatles.
Yay. Yeah.
Topic today, George Harrison, because George would have been 77 this week.
Okay.
Y'all ready to go?
Yes.
Yes.
Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Hello.
And little Annie still in the news center.
Hello, darlings.
It is still not totally clear if George Harrison was born on February 24th or February 25th. Is that yes? Or is that BS?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
BS.
Yes.
One, Moneypenny says BS.
Yeah.
And Little Annie says yes. Little Annie is correct.
Yay!
I'm afraid that in this instance, Miss Moneypenny is
wrong.
His birth certificate says the 25th. But back in the 90s, George Harrison claimed an old family document showing he was really born just before midnight on the 24th. And it is still unclear which one is right, but most sources still say the 25th.
Wikipedia says the 25th.
Well, so much for Wikipedia.
Cheating.
Question number two. Before joining the Beatles, the first band member that George Harrison met was Ringo. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yeah, you both are correct on that one. Paul was the first band member George met because they rode the same school bus together as kids.
Aww.
Yeah. Ringo didn't meet any of them until 1960, about 2 years before he replaced the previous drummer, Pete Best, who was kicked out of the group just before they became worldwide sensations.
Wow.
Question number three. George Harrison was still in his 20s when the Beatles broke up. Yes?
Yes.
Or BS?
Yes.
And you both are correct. In fact, all of the Beatles were still in their 20s when they split up. George, the youngest, he was 27 at the time. The oldest was Ringo, a few months shy of his 30th birthday.
Mm-mm.
How you doing at home? Question number four. George released his first solo album actually before the Beatles broke up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you both are unfooled by that one as well. The album Wonderwall Music came out in 1968, was the soundtrack for the film Wonderwall. John left the Beatles about a year later, but they didn't announce their breakup until April of 1970. And fifth and finally, in today's Yes or BS, George Harrison was in a band with Bob Dylan. Oh, wait
yes.
a minute. I'm sorry. I mean, Bob Dylan. He was in a band with Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Yes. Yes or BS, Moneypenny?
Yes.
Yeah, you both are right.
Yay!
How in the world was that possible with both their afros?
They didn't both have that hairstyle, I think, simultaneously. The supergroup, the Traveling Wilburys, did one really good album. Featured George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, the late Tom Petty, the late Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne from ELO. Formed the band in 1988, shortly before the Big O, Roy Orbison, passed away. Released two studio albums between 1988 and 1990. Good going. Ladies, you guys did very well today. Congratulations to you. And we'll see another edition of Yes or BS next week. In the meantime, back to the phones we go. Eugene joins me from Pauline. Hello, Eugene. What is up, Peanut?
I'm pretty good, Bob.
Excellent.
You know, you learn something every day. You know, I found out this company that supplies gloves where I work, they actually had the contract with Michael Jackson for gloves.
Really?
Yeah, but said they had to break the contract because it was a one-sided deal.
Yeah, you would only buy one at a time and knock down their profit margin, I'm sure.
The reason I called in, Bob, I was listening a while ago, and I heard that fellow on there. I didn't catch his last name. I heard Mark.
Yeah, Mark Lauder from the Trump campaign. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I heard him saying, oh, we got to reelect Lindsey Graham. And, hey, I just want to say, hey, Republican Party, you know what? That's the one thing that I really don't like about your party. I mean, I'd support President Trump, but Lindsey Graham turned on the people out here for illegals. And I just want to say, hey, Republican Party, if you want to stand with that and say, hey, we support the guy that stood with illegals over the citizens of the United States, y'all go right ahead.
Gotcha.
But don't think we approve of it.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Eugene. You too. Hope you have a good one, too. Yeah, that one struck a nerve with a lot of people, myself included. As a matter of fact, Bobby, please explain Super Tuesday. When do we officially know who the candidate will be? Well, maybe not even after Super Tuesday. That is when a massive number of states all have their presidential primaries on the same day. But to secure the nomination in the Democrat Party, you need 1,900 and some odd delegates. And I'm not certain, especially since they're divided up proportionately this time around, if anyone, including Crazy Commie Bernie, can get there before they make their way to Milwaukee in August for their convention. Bob, wish I could take credit for this, but it's from Mike Rowe. The Democratic debates are millionaires arguing with other millionaires about how evil other millionaires are. Yeah, too true. Quarter before six here in the Bobby Mac Show. Quick break here. When we come back on the other side, we haven't talked much about Mini Mike yet. We played you Joe Biden last night down in the Lowcountry saying, I'm Joe Biden and I'm the Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. He just keeps on. But Mini Mike has his occasions of misspeak as well, but at least his are intentional. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, about Super Tuesday, that is right around the corner, by the way. It's coming up on March 3rd. It is when the most delegates can be won in any one day. There are, I think, just under 34% of the total delegates available, something like just over 1,300 delegates available in the Super Tuesday primaries. But 1,300 is a long way from whatever the final number is, 1,900 and some odd. Hey, Bobby, I had the misfortune to spend some time in Mayor Pete's city of South Bend, Indiana. What a rundown dump in terrible condition. Looks like 50% low-income housing, failed industry, and a forgettable downtown. The airport looks as if it was built by the Wright brothers. Notre Dame campus is beautiful, however. The mayor has a lot of work to do, from Dan in TR. I believe that South Bend is the 308th largest city in the country. So, in other words, Mayor Pete's biggest responsibility up until this point has been trying to decide which swing sets and monkey bars should go in the city parks. So, yeah, it certainly qualifies him to be commander-in-chief. Now, about Minnie Mike, he claimed on Sunday that 100 Americans are killed by guns every day. Minnie Mike tweeted, 100 Americans were killed by guns yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Bloomberg is, of course, a gun grabber from way back, but the Democrats love to use this stuff. Kamala Harris tweeted the same kind of stuff. But the numbers are rigged. Bloomberg's claim increases gun violence deaths by 66% because they lump together suicides and homicides and then report it in a way that leads you to think that it is all criminal gun violence. Inaccurate. Bloomberg's claim is in line with what numerous Democrats running for president have said, including Hillary in 2016. The claim of 100 deaths by guns every day translates into 36,500 Americans killed by guns each year. And when you present gun deaths in this way, allowing suicides and homicides to be lumped together, then all of it they like to report under the heading of gun violence. In reality, 66% of firearm-related deaths are suicides, and a large chunk of the remaining 33%, which is actual homicides, happens in Democrat-controlled cities, by the way. But they didn't want you to know that part. Speaking of Bloomberg, you remember the question of the non-disclosure agreements that he had forced female employees to sign came up in the last debate and probably will again tonight. And Bloomberg tried to laugh it off, saying, well, there weren't very many of those, and it may just be because these women didn't like a joke that I told. Well, the NDAs and the people who are forced to sign them were no joke. Bloomberg's company is facing a lawsuit from a woman claiming she was subjected to a hostile and discriminatory work environment when she came back after having had cancer treatment. She was ultimately fired and pressured to sign a non-disclosure agreement days after she was hospitalized for mental illness. The suit comes amid mounting reports of workplace discrimination concerning the Democratic presidential candidate and his company. And by the way, one other note, you know, this is a Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras going full strength, and a byproduct of the alleged suicide of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has been a bevy of Epstein didn't kill himself memes that have been floating around social media. The phrase has become so popular after the billionaire financier was found dead in a Manhattan jail cell that it could turn up just about anywhere. And now it has also turned up in the Mardi Gras parade. As seen in a video shared online, there was an Epstein didn't kill himself float in New Orleans this Mardi Gras. There is a picture here of the float which shows a figure probably about 10, 12 feet high on the front of the float. The male figure depicted here resembles Jeffrey Epstein, and standing behind him is another familiar figure, an older blonde woman who has a rope around Epstein's neck. And the theme of the float is, as I said, Epstein didn't kill himself. What? What? Bob, in on the text line, of course, we know that there were no guns. If there were no guns available, no one would ever commit suicide. Bobby, I think your daily polls are being trolled. Yeah, I check them often, and for almost everyone, the percentages are usually 65-35. In a conservative part of the country, the poll always leans to the liberal side of the issue, which strikes me as somewhat fishy. Oh, yeah, thank you for the total number here. 1,991 total delegates needed to get the Democrat nomination for the presidency. Bernie, I think, will never see that that particular number. They'll find some way to take him out before that. The other interesting meme going around, remember Bloomberg talked about Hillary being perhaps on the ticket as his VP, and the fake headlines on top, it said Bloomberg Clinton win the election, and then underneath that, Bloomberg the next day magically commit suicide. My goodness, who could have ever foreseen that? Putting Hillary in the White House at last. one more to go. The bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.